right, so today is April 22nd, 2018. I'm Amanda Hardiman, and I'm here with Max Van Landingham at his home in Gadsden County. Adam Watson has joined me here today, and we're going to talk about some of his experiences as a farmer and growing elephant garlic. So can you start, Max, by telling me your full name and date of birth?
William Maxwell Van Landingham, Jr., 1947, March the 15th, the Ides of March.
That is a long name, a name that really
couldn't spell it to the fifth grade.
That's a great name. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and tell us where you were born.
In Cairo, Georgia.
What was it like growing up there?
A small town. My grandfather had the International Farmall Tractor Company, so I was exposed to farming as a small child. Could drive a tractor by age 6, and grew up in a rural type environment, and enjoy being outside and farming. And recommend it to anybody that's got it in their blood. And it'll make you sleep good at night.
Yeah, I bet you're wore out.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even know you were laid down.
So you had to get up early?
You get up early, get up with the birds. And sometimes you go to bed when it gets dark. But it's hard work, but it's fair. And honorable, and you're feeding people, which is very, very important, because that's our first insurance is your food. You've got to eat good. And I love children being exposed to farming. My wife taught school, and I went over to the little first graders and built small boxes and filled them up with compost, and they would plant the garlic at the beginning of school in September. That's when you plant garlic. And it would grow all year long. And then at the end, you harvest garlic around the end of school, about June. And they would pull their garlic up for their spaghetti and all march with it in a line and take it home. And my wife said some of the students would go out when nobody was with them and just look at the garlic. And find the one they planted, and then brag on that one. That's the one I planted. And that's your farmer that you're looking for. And we don't do that in our school system now, look for farmers. But they're out there because you can't help it. Because you like the way the dirt smells. So you're going to go out and plant some.
When you were growing up, what kinds of crops or animals did your family have?
Well, everybody grew tobacco back then. I worked in a tobacco barn as a small child, and it was a good cash crop, and then we lost that. And we had Campbell's Soup, had a company right there in Cairo, Georgia, and you'd see little small farmers lined up, 40, 50 trucks with all kind of vegetables. But we lost that too in the early 70s. And the smaller farmers just been beat down, and there's not many left, but there's still people trying.
When you were younger, did you know you wanted to be a farmer, or did you want to be something else?
I think I knew I wanted to be a farmer because I just love the dirt. I like playing in the dirt. I would eat dirt, my mother said. And I just think it's in your bloodline, and you got to follow your star.
Do you have any regrets?
No. No yeah. Regret. I enjoy seeing people eat good food and be happy when they get it, and it's just a wonderful thing, a wonderful feeling to feed people. because everybody gets hungry.
So can you take me through how you kind of got started and what you're doing today? So from the beginning to today.
In 1979, I saw this elephant garlic growing in a friend's house commercially. He had gotten it from his uncle in California and brought it back. And it was thriving, healthy. And I got me some when he harvested it, and I planted it too, and it started multiplying. And then I had more, and I said, man, this stuff is what we need to grow. Insects don't like it, and it loves this area. And we grew it and grew it and grew it till we got as large as 20,000 pounds in 1989. And we have refined it and learned more about growing it. There's no books that tell you how to grow it, this type of garlic. And we are just about to start making money after about 30 years of being in it. And it's a beautiful plant. I like to say it's the color of a new $100 bill. When $100 bills were green, you know, now they're blue. And it's a crop that everybody should eat because it is medicinal, not only culinary, but medicinal. And have seen its benefits, had people tell me that they've been able to get off of blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, by eating this crop. And it's an amazing thing that it can go through the winter and just freeze. I've taken it through 8 degrees. That did melt it, but it came back. 17 degrees, it likes that. It doesn't die in the wintertime, grows all winter long, and then you harvest in June. And then you have to cure it. That's another process which costs you money. And the bottom line is you need all the help you can get and all the faith you can muster to be a farmer today. Now, the garlic that we're growing here is the oldest cultivated garlic on the planet that originally came from North Africa. We have documented that now. It is called Egyptian garlic, but it's a crop that we can grow all through the deep south and help small farms. So we're very proud of it. Okay, your question, Amanda.
I'm gonna grab got a little bit of wind, so I'm gonna grab a windscreen for your microphone.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah. Only when it blows up, like it just did.
So we're not talking now, huh? Are we taping now?
Yeah, but it'll be edited.
It'll be edited? All right. We're getting a wind mic on here, everybody. Okay, before we get going, can I take a little coffee break? I think it's time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here behind the truck. Yeah, I have. Just figured it'd be a good time.
You can keep that on. Stick that right there.
Oh, that garlic smells good. Here we got another
one. Let it go, man.
Yeah, that's
what, yeah. Still video. What'd you say you're going to edit? I said I rushed back yesterday evening from St. Pete at a funeral. 3 o'clock. I said I was going to, because I wanted to be here this morning. So I am. You know what I'm saying? The other guy, what's his name? Well, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you guys were able to be here. I'm sorry to make you rush back.
Yeah, they wanted to spend another night. I said, no, I got to get this right here was planned, so I had to get my funeral wasn't planned.
Well, I'm so glad. And we'll give you guys copies of all this, too, like whatever video and photos and audio we have. You'll get copies, and we're just so happy to have you a part of the project. I know that...
what I shoot for and love doing and stuff. My biggest thing, like I said, the garlic and the greens for me.
Yeah.
People love greens, especially taking that garlic and cooking it and baking it and everything you cook. They cook. Text me yesterday, was it ready?
Oh, they had
like that attitude. I told them, well, I guess we'll wait.
I guess we'll wait, yeah. Oh, man. Your family down, who was it was asking for it?
Oh, just some of my customers.
Oh, customers, yeah,
customers,
yes.
And stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know when it was harvest time or anything, but I guess not now.
No, you didn't go out there and pick you something to cook. It's getting there, but it got steady swelling up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's going to steady get bigger and bigger, small now, but it's going to get bigger and bigger. It's starting dying back from the top and putting the power back in the ground.
Huh.
And it's real good. Okay, you know, I'm a truck driver. I have to have my health real good. Like I said, it's good for cholesterol, diabetes, you know what I'm saying, sugar diabetes, and blood pressure.
Really?
Huh.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, I knew it had some health benefits. You hear a little bit about it, but I had no idea how effective.
I had a friend. She was on, what they call it, insulin.
Yeah.
It took her right off.
Huh.
No longer diabetic.
How was she eating it?
Yeah.
Everything I cook it in. Stir fry, boil it, bake it.
I remember Terry Parker, yeah. Is that right? Yeah, I went to Wolfson, which was, they were our.
Yeah,
ride.
So you live close by?
Right, on the other end.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't want to talk. I feel like all my questions are going to be like for your interview. I was like, don't stop asking too many questions.
All right,
I'll talk non-farm, non-garlic related. So you grew up around here?
Here in Midway, back and forth, born over here, then I raised in Midway. But I always, like I said, made my way back up here every summer in the Rook and Max in the field to get this garlic up, plant it and get it up.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Born in Greenville, raised in Midway.
Mm-hmm. You work for what trunking company?
Oh, I just quit C.W. Roberts. I'm with a smaller company in Quincy called Bond Equipment.
Uh-huh. Do you go far or short trips?
No, short. I like to be home. Yeah. Like to be home in the bed when I get young.
Yeah, those over-the-road, long trips. My stepdad was a truck driver. He was gone a week at a time.
It ain't my hardest, though. It just bored me. It bored me out so much. It ain't what I want.
Yeah.
I just got
pooped on. You don't got a paper towel or a napkin, do you?
No, buddy. Well, that's a clean towel. I just clean the seat.
Sorry.
Oh.
You can get some good old bird poop on your towel.
Was it a bird or a worm? Maybe a big worm.
Oh, Lord. Well, it left a mark, I tell you that. Thank you, sorry. But yeah, he did that truck driving thing, and it was...
My daddy did, too, and his health was so bad.